How was your weekend?
How was my weekend? Saturday I did absolutely nothing, which was the plan. And then Sunday I did some of everything, which was not the plan.
Yo, we gotta do a video podcast because my head really perked up. Like, wait, what? how this happened?
Because I was like, oh, I actually don't have anything to do this weekend. And so that was my intentions, to do nothing. Like Saturday, I cleaned up, I did laundry, you know, changed sheets, cleaned bathrooms. Like I cleaned up. And my friend was trying to give me an all day. She was like, you know, never had a weekend off. And I finally get a weekend off and you don't even want to do anything with me. And I'm like, seriously? I'm like, do you know I'm always doing something? Yes. When I get off, I don't want to do anything. I want to take a weekend to myself. But that didn't last long because here comes Sunday and she like, you sure you don't want to do brunch? We should do brunch, 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 brunch. So we end up going to brunch. And because you're already out, it's like, what's next on the agenda? Let's go do this. And then let's go do that. And it turned into doing so much. Okay. And I'm like, the purpose is not to spend no money. Because every time I leave my house, I spend money.
Yeah, that is a problem if you're not trying to spend any money.
I'm not trying to spend, you know, I got a Jamaica trip in a month. I'm like, let's chill out on the Kikis. I need to finish paying for my room. And then, you know, just spending cash and excursions and shit like that. Like, chill out.
Yeah, you bringing up that room. To those who do plan on attending. I don't know if I brought this up on the podcast, but I did about 2 months ago now, because we almost into August. I did book the room for Vegas, like the kickback after party room. And I was like, did I ever talk about this? I do so much shit that I keep to myself. I promise y'all. I'm like, did I be bringing this stuff up? It is weird. You know what's the worst is, I would do things, and I forgot, like this past weekend, we went out for breakfast and we played Pokemon Go, and breakfast was really good to the point where Sarah was like, yo, I want to go back to this place called Syrup. Chicken and waffles was amazing. Nice. You know what I liked about the presentation with the chicken and waffles is that they give you free bacon because they like chop up, like it's like thick cuts of bacon bits that surround the plate. Like, you can just pick up and eat. I'm like, all right, cool. This is free.
I ain't mad about it. I am not mad about it.
And I forgot what it was, like 2 or 3 weeks. Maybe it's been a month. I was like, we did something, and I forgot to talk about it in the podcast. Now that I want to bring it up, I'm like, I have no idea what it was. But I was like, I didn't even talk about that on the podcast. Play some Pokemon Go this weekend. That was fun. I mean, well, Sunday was better than Saturday because when you play Pokemon Go, to me, the best parts are the raids. But I really don't play it like that anymore, but Sarah still's into it, and it's just something we can do together. That was cool. Had a minor scare what ended up happening. The dryer wasn't working, and I don't panic because I'm like, yo, I understand that when we bought the house, like the house was built in 1998. And most of the appliances came with the house. So Sooner or later, we're going to have to replace some things. Right. But my father-in-law came through, fixed the dryer, and it's working now.
But blessed be.
Yes. But now that just put me in a mindset like, well, maybe next summer, we'll just go get a new washer and dryer set. And
do you have an idea of which one you want? I remember when I was looking for a new refrigerator and I went to Lowe's or Home Depot, I was over there by the washers and the dryers.
Yeah.
And I'm like, there's so many new fancy things.
Yeah.
Do you have an idea of which one you want?
Do you like
the doors in the front? Do you like
the front? Okay. But I don't know. Because here's what I do enjoy about this house is that there's second floor laundry and which is nice because everybody's bedroom's on the second floor. So we never have to go downstairs. I've come from where like most people in the Midwest, if you got a basement, that's where your laundry's at, in the basement. So then, my old house I lived in, it had two floors too. I mean, two, it had an upstairs. So man, you go all the way to the basement and taking clothes all the way up. Oh, I hated it. Hated it with a passion. I do remember, we were looking at houses. There was a house that had, and this is the thing too, in some like newer townhomes and stuff like that, where the laundry's in the kitchen. I don't like that at all.
I think that's weird.
Yeah, because it's because the kitchen still had the floor. Well, the way these layouts was there was kitchen, dining room, living room, right? Cool. When am I supposed to be able to, like, just enjoy a quiet? Because, one, if you don't have a newer dishwasher, like, we want to replace that. It's a little bit loud, but you can kind of see. But if I'm dealing with the dishwasher and the washer and dryer, no. I'm like, no. Yeah. And I'm cooking in a hot-ass kitchen. I want my food, my clothes, smell like.
Truth be told, I wish I could have, like, a really large walk-in closet and the laundry dryer be in the closet. Mm. Like, the top or the lower on top of each other, how they have that kind of washer dryer. Yeah. In a corner, like, you could probably close the door, hide or whatever, but in your nice, large walk-in closet. So all you got to do is, like, as you clean, you just toss in the wash. Like, everything's there.
That's one of the reasons I want to do front loaders for the washer. Because obviously dryers are the front part because it's in this little, it's in a closet. And if we do front for both, we could put more shelving in. And then and then you can have, like, it took me about 3 or 4 years to realize, because the way our house is done, it's this loft, and then you go upstairs, and that's the living room, dining room, kitchen. Then you go upstairs, and there's a landing part, and there's a hall closet. Then you come upstairs again, right? So we would, people complain. Like, my mom has only been up these stairs once, and she's like, I cannot do this. Like, I don't know how y'all do it, but y'all young. So, we would wash, obviously, our sheets, our linens, and tiles, and then walk down a little bit of stairs and then put them in the hall closet. But we have a shelf in the laundry area. And I was like, yo, let's just put the towels here because we all can just come from our bedroom and grab a towel to go take a shower or a bath or whatever. That has changed our life. That's rewritten our alma mater, as Principal Clark was said. That's what he did say. Anything else happened this weekend? This was a slow week. This week has been going by. Not this week, but this month is almost over, right?
It really is.
Yeah.
It really is. This month flew by. This whole year, summer, everything. It's like, real talk, it's about to be August. Like, summer is about to be over.
Yo, soon. Don't tell the summer that, because it's hot. It's still hot out here. I'm like,
summer's so confused because they'd be like, today we're gonna be 88, but
a cloudy.
It was cold like last week or a couple of days ago.
Yeah, and then out west,
the
they
up
had,
and the down that we go through,
and that really messes with your allergies.
It's been a pretty mild summer though. We've had a couple of hot days, but it hasn't been like continuously hot the whole summer.
We haven't had it as bad as the West Coast. Like we take for granted our situation because we have heat and we have AC. We have to use those things. Obviously, if you're in California in the South, y'all probably barely ever use heat if you ever have to use heat. Portland, I guess in the Northwest, Pacific Northwest area, it doesn't really get hot. So they don't even have air conditioning. So when they was dealing with it, 2 or 3 weeks ago with 115 degree weather, and you can cook an egg on the sidewalk, they were suffering. Cause it's like, it never gets this hot. Maybe 70, 80 at times. And we can deal with that. But when you get to triple digits, like Vegas is getting that way. And then on top of that, yo, we don't really have to stay here. Cause I don't want to stay here because I feel like we didn't talk about this to death, but this Delta variant in like Las Vegas got to go back to wear a mask and, casinos, yeah. And then I know LA County went back to masks, and I was just like, fam. I don't know. Listen, the way us Americans are, we are ignorant as fuck. So I can't fathom another shutdown because I think people wouldn't be going for it. But I also
feel like people would not go for it. I'm like, y'all, that's the reason we in this situation now, because people didn't
they wanna
really, really do what you were supposed to
do. But I also feel what I said in March, and I said, listen, the government don't care. They just do whatever you're gonna do, because I feel like they're washing their hands of it. Like, look, we gave y'all an option. Y'all don't want that option. It seems that the Delta variant is affecting people who are not vaccinated more than those who are. I don't know what to do. Like, and now it's getting wild because even in the NFL, they got this rule, and I'm paraphrasing because I just read it a few moments ago, about if you can't put a full team on the field because of an outbreak, and we can't reschedule that game, which that's the key point people are missing, because last year they had to reschedule games constantly and they were able to do it. So I feel like they're going to probably be able to do it. But if they can't do it, you will forfeit the game to the other team. And I think there was a rule in there where you won't get paid if it's due to an unvaccinated player, right? So DeAndre Hopkins, wide receiver for Cardinals, I think he used to play for Houston, said, man, I never thought I had to consider playing in the NFL because of, you know, I didn't want to partake in vaccine, which is fine and good. But, bro, you are not about to quit the NFL for some shit that might not even happen. You might not be responsible for. Like, right. I get it if you are, but apparently he got four kids by four different women. You can't afford to quit. You are not about to be Latrell Sprewell out here. You shut up. Like, fam.
Like, no quitting.
Nah, you better just take care of yourself, double mask, and just make sure you aren't the one that spoils everything. That's it. That's all you got to do. Don't worry about it. Rest in peace, Biz Markie. We talked about this on a little bit. We mentioned it on the rundown, Love & Hip Hop. 57, type 2 diabetes. I think the death is related to complications. I know he was sick all last year in the hospital due to COVID. Maybe. I don't want to put that out there. Rest in peace to him. Rest in peace to Frankie, Keisha Cole, mom. I don't know if there was any update since then. I know it's been alleged it might be addiction. I just think the sad part was just dying on your birthday.
Right.
Because, yeah. I mean, your birthday is still like when a friend, loved one, birthday comes around, at least you could think good thoughts. But then now you just come be coupled with, damn, they died this day too. Like, yeah, okay. What are we going to get into? Dating after 30. Let's talk about this. You are a woman. You are dating after 30.
Deep sigh.
Do you be interviewing these dudes like this brother put out here? He put, dating a woman after 30 is miserable. It's just a job interview. What do you do for a living? Where do you live? Do you rent or own? What kind of car do you drive, etc.? These women want to qualify you materialistically? Yes. To see if you can be their retirement plan. I think he's projecting.
He's definitely projecting.
They don't want to see.
Which I feel like most dudes be doing.
They know what
I ain't going to say most. At least another guy I know do it too.
They're not trying to be a retirement plan. They just don't want to be taking care of you. They want to just make sure. Because it depends on the woman. Now, if it's a woman who has nothing asking you all these questions, maybe. But if she's bringing something to the table as well, she's not trying to retire on you. She's just like, I don't want to be the one doing all the heavy lifting in this relationship. And you should respect that. Who wants to date a woman or anybody who don't ask questions about the finances? We gonna have to get here sooner or later. What does it matter for first date?
I was gonna say, does it matter on when the question is being asked? Like, I don't want to go on my first date and it feels like an interview. I want to get to know you. Yes, but I don't want to be like, so what is this? What is that? Check, check, check. Mark. Like, I want to talk to you and get to know and stuff, but like, not like that.
These got to be the type of first dates where this guy is discussing, to me, honestly, that you are meeting women online. Because in my day,
absolutely,
we were having the conversations on the phone beforehand. You know, and if I'm picking her up, she see what kind of car I drive.
Exactly.
You know, you would know where my living situation, because we would have got to that on the phone. Like, so who do you live with? What do you do for a living? Like, we got to stop acting like we don't ask that question. Men ask, what do you do for a living?
Everybody asks that question. If you don't, something wrong.
You know? To each their own. All I can tell you is, on my second date with Sarah, I divulged my finances and told her, like, hey, this is what I'm going through, blah, blah. And we had that discussion. And I felt like if we're going to move forward, we need to talk about these things. And because you don't want that sticker shock. I don't want to find out, you know, a year or two in a relationship like, this woman's credit is bad. We can't get a house. We can't get an apartment.
We can't do anything.
Yeah. And because in those 2 years before we got there, we could have been working on that shit together if she would have been honest with me.
Absolutely. But, you know, people don't be trying. See, that makes sense. People are actually trying to be adults and grow in their relationship. Most people are just trying to smash. That's why his feelings is hurt about these questions, because all he was trying to do was get the draws, dog. And you asking too many damn questions.
Well, listen, brother, just lie. If you were just trying to have sex with this woman, you could just lie and be like, oh, yeah, the G-Wagon is shot right now. You know what? My mom's live with me. You know, I don't live with my mom.
Ever want to hear anybody say that. Like, don't ever tell my mom live with me.
Yo.
Okay.
They try to get that
if
off?
I come to your place and it look like your mama house, and I say that meaning, because I'm not saying you can't stay with your mom, I ain't judge nobody's, you know, situation, but don't claim it to be your house and then I come in there and it looks like a woman's house. Like, it looked like your mama house. Don't do that.
This is where you grew up, my bro. You grew up here. You trying to
tell me. Like, stop playing with me. We got plants in the windows. You know, ain't no man got no plants. Stop playing.
Is there a go-to question to ask that you could, that I wonder, women, y'all let me know, men, y'all let me know, where you be like, yo, ask this question, and depending on how they, the person answers this, lets you know a lot about them. Is it as simple as, like, what's your passion in life? And if they don't have a passion?
That's an important question, though, because I remember talking to someone, and I always ask people, like, even if you're a dog, like, so what you want to be when you grow up? Because if that person go, oh, I'm actually in a place that I wanted to be. I'm doing this. This is the career I love. I'm like, great. But if not, and they'll be like, oh, you know, I came. I'm like, okay, so you don't really have a passion for anything. And that's not okay and okay. Meaning, like, maybe you haven't found it yet, but I feel like you should have an inkling of something in some direction or something. Even as a child, like, when you was a kid, what did you want to be when you grow up? Oh, I wanted to be this. So what happened to that dream? I think something wrong if you don't have, like, a childhood dream, something you focused on, something.
I have this journal app called Day One. And from time to time, well, not from time, I have it set up to give me prompts to write. And today's question is, how do you become a better person? Do you think that, one, do you want to answer that? Do you have an answer for that? Two, would you ask that on a date? Or would you ask a person, like, what did you go through to get you to be, for you to become the person you are today? Is that a good question?
I've actually had that conversation with somebody on a date.
Okay.
It wasn't just a specific, like, direct question, I guess you could say. It was kind of like we just got there through conversation. But it was actually, like, I feel like it lets you know a lot about a person and, like, what type, how they deal with their struggles and how they get past or whatever.
Is a good question for a woman to ask a man is, when was the last time you were wrong? Or last time you admitted that you were wrong?
Ooh, I should write that question down.
Because men have a hard time admitting they're wrong. So I wonder if a guy could actually be like, wait, when was I wrong? And what does that say if he can't, like, I've never been wrong. Blah, blah, blah.
That's my brother.
Okay, he's never been wrong.
That it gets on my last god dang on nerve. He swear he always right.
But how, isn't that?
Or he give you that. I understand what you saying. But, like, no, stop. Just stop. Just stop right there. Cut it off.
I would feel dangerous if I thought everything I did was right. I'm like, wait, I should go play the lottery. I should go to Vegas or something. Like, I can't lose. Like, you have to be able to.
I don't care how much evidence you have for the man. You still going to be wrong. That's really my brother. You'd be like, but if you. So, like, for instance, right? So we was having a conversation and my brother has lost a lot of weight recently.
Okay.
So, you know, he has on some clothes and I was like, oh, yeah, you're looking real slim nowadays. He was like, oh, you can tell. I'm like, yeah. I said, now we just got to work on your fashion. He was like, what you mean? What's wrong with my fashion? I have on a polo and some, like, jeans. I'm like, nothing wrong with that, but it looks, I was like, nothing wrong with polos and jeans. I'm like, but you know, it probably just look like that because it's bigger on you now.
Yeah, yeah.
So he's like, what do you mean? It's a polo and some jeans. Like, he got so offended. I'm like, because brother,
you were
bigger at one point. And now you are smaller. So therefore, your clothes are still big because they've been stretched out to fit your previous body size. They're not going to shrink just because you got smaller. And I'm literally like, that's what I'm saying. Like, no, but it's a polo and it's jeans. You can't go wrong. I said, you can if it's in your fucking size. Like,
exactly.
Like, we had this whole debate. I'm like, you know what? You're right. You are right.
You got it.
Do take it, because it was a 10-minute argument for no reason.
Now, all right, here's the thing. Like, I learned this from when I was listening to the Joe Budden podcast. Listening to Joe week in and week out, I got an understanding of why his relationships didn't at work. When you talk to your brother, do you be like, ooh, these poor women? Not all, because I know the one, the latest one. Well, not the latest one, but the last baby mama. She has some issues. So I'm not going to put it was all on your brother. But do you think it's like, ooh, some these women are going to have to deal with a lot dealing with you because yes. You never want to be wrong.
Mm-hmm. Yes. I remember having a conversation with my sister-in-law. She tell me all the time when I get to talking to her too, because they had been together since high school. They had got married early 20s, had been together for so many years, got divorced mid 30s, right? So now they're into their 40s. And a couple of years ago, they tried to rekindle whatever it was they thought they still had. Mm-hmm. And before the rekindling, before that, because I still, that's like my sister. I grew up with this, you know, with her. And so I remember sitting out on her balcony and we was having some wine and just chilling and having a conversation. And she was going through all these things. And I was like, I know I'm supposed to sit here and hype up my brother because it's my brother. But I was like, ma'am, my brother is a nigga. And that's literally what I said. And she was like, what? I'm like, he a nigga. He is a man. He gonna do man shit. He is a nigga. And I'm saying it to the sense like, girl, treat him like you would treat any other guy. Mm-hmm. If they were doing them same things, he not special because he my brother.
Yeah.
He a nigga. And every time when they started to rekindle, she was like, you know what? I just keep replaying in my head. I'm like, well, she was like, that day you told me that he was a nigga. And I was like, because I'm not lying to you. Okay. I love my brother. I want y'all to work. I really do. However, don't let him get away with shit because treat him like you would treat any other nigga.
It's really, yo, you really should like hone this in because it really sounds like a great bit in the middle of a comedy special. Like, let's talk about niggas. Like, and just go through. I'm like, oh, let's go.
I wish I was funny. I don't know how to be funny. I think it's because I don't know if what I'm going to say is going to be funny. Like to
that,
me,
yeah, that's what
things just be like, whatever. And if people will laugh or they won't laugh, but I don't know. Like some people know they're funny and they know what they say is going to be a hit. Mm. And it's funny. I'm not that person. I want to be funny though. Somebody teach me.
I think comedy is going left when everybody expects you to go right. That's like the basic.
The holding it on. Like sometimes some people hold a joke for like tell the joke for too long, meaning like they drag it and they drag it and they drag it. You're like, okay, cut it off. But then there's some people who know how long to just keep dragging a joke.
Yeah.
And be like, oh, that's great. I don't know that.
Yeah, that timing is key. But it's also when you get because you're gonna mess up, you know, regardless of whoever you are when it comes to comedy. But learning to laugh at yourself is so big because my friends will tell you like, John, like me, I will do a joke, they'll laugh. And then sometimes I'll do a joke and I'm like, all right, that one, like Deion Cole, when he'd be like, that one didn't work. I will do that and they'll laugh at that part. Like, yeah, I was like, then that's like, they all can't be winners is what I would used to say. Like they all can't be. All right. I'll workshop that one. You brought up niggas. Let's talk about Michael Blackson. Apparently, he proposed to his girlfriend.
I didn't see, but I heard.
So let me give y'all the gist of this because I'm perplexed.
You sound upset. I'm gonna say, was this not a good thing? Was this not a celebratory moment? You sound like eh.
No, during his appearance,
did she say no?
No. She said yes.
Okay.
He told the host that he and Ms. Rada negotiated that he would cut down his quote unquote side chicks from 3 a month to 1 a month. Quote, I realized that it's just in me to live that life. Still, he insisted that he loves Ms. Rada. I really feel Rada is the one. She did meet my mother. She went to Africa to meet my mother. I've never had a woman that had my back like her. She's loving, never wanted anything. She don't want no presents, nothing at all. So when DJ Envy asked if he would ever get married, he said, quote, marriage to me is very religious, very spiritual, because when you get married, you put God in this relationship. Without God in there, I feel like I can just do whatever I want. Once you put God in it, he then told Ms. Rada to come back in. He proposed to her. She said yes. And she yelled, she celebrated and said, buy side bitches, to which he replied, 90% of the side bitches. He shared what made him want to propose is just loyalty. I've never had a woman this loyal to me. the problem I have with this is if he can acknowledge
loyal to her, okay.
That, but if you can acknowledge, I've never had no one love me this way. I never had a woman come meet my mother in Africa. This is loyalty. But then he turns around. This is what bothers me too the most. He says he loves this woman, right? And I can believe in a man or a woman, whoever, a person can say, I can have non-committal sex and the sex means nothing, but I love this person. Fine. That's cool. But then I'm going to question it when said person is hurt by your actions because you're continually hurting the person mm-hmm. by doing this. So, like, do you really love them or
do you really love yourself? Yes. You selfish.
That's it. If he or she is not cool with this situation and you know that, you can't just be like, well, you're going to put up with this because this is what I got to do. You can be like, you know, you should be an adult. Going back to this adult shit, to be like, listen, I'm going to continue to do this. I don't want to continue to hurt you. Maybe we should get back up at another time when I'm ready for this so we can avoid this situation. Nat, you got to adapt to my lifestyle.
I'm not going to be around later.
But men don't like that. Like, no, you got to wait on me. You got to wait on me.
Never. Bye.
So, yeah, that was the only reason. To best of luck to them. hope they end up better than Dr. Dre's situation.
Chile.
Yo, I don't get men. I don't get men because, like,
it was cheaper to keep her. Okay,
exactly. He's ordered to pay $3.5 million in spousal support each year. So,
$300,000 a month.
Yes, $300,000, nearly $300,000 a month. Add it all together, the total amount.
I'm still trying to figure out. No shade, girl. Get your money. However, what are you spending $300,000 a month on?
Who knows?
Like, break that down for me. How did you even convince them that this was the amount that you needed per month? That's people homes. Homes. Mm-hmm. And not even big, stupid ones. Like, nope. You know, well, in Chicago, mid to nice homes. Like, sir, man, what do you need three? Dr. What Dre. Do you need?
But this is the situation to me, right? I mean, Dre got it. I know he has it. But in my situation, if we both agree, but see, I'm doing so much hypothetical in this. If we both agree that we aren't good together, I feel like we can come to a better resolution. If it's, I don't know, because I'm like, if it's just.
I just want somebody to break down what you spend $300,000 like, on a month.
Could these two have, like, opened their relationship up and save some money? But you also got to, like, pay for her health insurance. However, all other forms of insurance have to be paid for.
He gave her a house. Like, no. I'm sure he had 20 billion houses. You have a house that's probably paid for in general. I'm sure you got cars that are paid for. So in theory, what you have to break? I need some logic behind. Yo, what do you do with 300? I mean, I can find something to do with it, but realistically, what are you spending $300,000?
Listen, the payments will continue. Month. This is the funniest part of all of it. The payments will continue until the party receives support, remarries, or enters into a new domestic partnership.
I would never.
Or death of either party. Exactly. Nicole is never going to remarry. It is not in her best interest to remarry.
No.
So I was like, what are you talking about? I love how they's like, oh, she got to pay for
all. I get a little boyfriend.
Yeah. And you can't live here.
You can't live here. No. What? No.
Nah. We can't have a domestic partnership at all. I did hear that this might be just like temporary till they work out the kinks, but like, how long is temporary? Because one year is a good year. Like, you get 6 months of this is great. It's what, 1.2?
Because you're not buying anything. I'm stashing 3/4 of this money.
She almost got enough money to go to space, right? Like Jeff Bezos and them.
Why did him go to space for 10
They didn't
minutes?
Even go to real space. They just went out like beyond the clouds for a second to be qualified as quote unquote space. They bored. They really
for
like,
10 minutes. Why him go? What was the reason he came back?
Bezos came back and thanked everybody. Like, yo, if you Amazon Prime subscriber, you work for me, y'all pay for this. I'm like, oh, okay, thanks, bro.
You know how hard they be working in the warehouses, and you out here flying to space for 10 minutes. Sit down somewhere.
I think they just bored. Like, you have so much, you have more money than God is the quote, the cliche is. But me in that mind state, I don't know how I would act with that much money because I don't even think in that terms. But I would get mad, like, wait, I'm only going to space for 10 minutes? Nah, let me know when I can go to real space, fam. I'm not even, like.
I don't even want to go to space.
Okay? I don't either. I don't care about that.
I don't care about why I need to be out there.
You know what?
Just riddle me that.
Comic books really ruined billionaires for us because, man, DC got Batman and Marvel got Tony Stark and these guys out here fighting crime, trying to fix the world. And we got billionaires to be like, trying to go to space.
Go to space for 10
I don't
want to
give people fair wages and nothing like that. Speaking of which, McDonald's, they made some changes. They might be some good changes. So it says the global fast food chain is planning to begin paying entry-level workers between 11 to 17 an hour, while shift managers can earn between 15 to 20 an hour, and employees will soon have access to emergency backup child care.
Pause. Put a pin in it. So the lower end of the food chain can possibly make $11 to $17, when that's a $6 gap, right?
Yes.
Management can start from 15 to 20. You tell the manager, go, maybe if the lowest, if the highest lowest person is 17 and my highest 20.
Oh, I would, yo, that's one of those situations where it might, listen, I don't know if it's a kid. I don't know if it's 30. I think the average worker age is 32. It's in your best interest to stay at that 17 because you got less responsibility and less headaches than go to that 20. I'm like, nah, I'm good, man. Yo, as long as I'm getting my hours, I'm good. and all employees will soon have access to emergency backup child care along with other perks that have typically been reserved for middle class workers. So that's something. It's a step, I should say. That's all I will say. It's a step. I want to talk about Issa Rae. In this tweet she put out here about listening to mint conditions. She tweeted, listening to mint conditions breaking my heart and realizing that a lot of music niggas today aren't dramatic and desperate enough for me. We've been saying this for a while, that men
ego. If
it ego,
don't feel like 90s R&B, man, I don't freaking want it.
Here's what happened. Men's ego, I believe, ruined R&B. And not to say that Marvin Gaye, David Ruffin, Curtis Mayfield, Isaac Hayes, Barry White did not have ego, because they did. We'd have seen
they
some
did.
Bio.
Mm-hmm.
But they knew enough to get into that booth and cater to women. But these new dudes, I'm going to say this to the day I die, they are like, you are fortunate to be fucking me and bring your best friend too. And that is what they're going to croon about.
Yes.
And I'm like, well, okay, they, you know what?
When the last time you heard a love song, like love, like I love this person.
Woman, yeah.
This is it for me. I can't eat, sleep, breathe without this person. I've sit in front of their house because I missed this. Like, when is the last time you heard some real, I love you, you are the world to me kind of music? I am apologetic music. I am so sorry for fucking up how I did.
From a man?
I can't. When is the last time you heard it? Like,
I mean, Jasmine Sullivan do give you that type of music, but from a man? I'm trying to think of the man R&B singers that would have gave it to us. Omarion ain't giving us that. Chris Brown is not giving us that. Trey Songz is giving us
ain't.
That.
Usher ain't.
Nope. Usher was trying to be on that young stuff with Zaytoven.
Yes. And I guess because that it probably, I guess, won't sell now. I don't know. Or maybe it won't sell to the younger crowd. And that's who you're trying to please, instead of the crowd that grew up with you.
Yeah, but all right. How do you compartmentalize that when we know Usher is having another child? So hopefully this new album. But let's say, Usher was singing when he did the Zaytoven album. But some of these men have been in relationships. Do you tell your partner, like, because if you've dated women or anybody, don't have to be women, men, and you are an artist or a writer, your partner wants to hear about them. You know, you do a poem, you write an article, a piece, a book. They're like, yo, you're going to talk about our love story? You're going to talk about this? If these singers just be like, nah, they ain't trying to hear that shit. They, look, you know I love you. Like they do some Michael Blackson type situation. They're like, listen, you ain't getting this in the booth.
I'm sorry, bruh. On that Offset shit.
Oh, yeah.
My bad. Stop playing with me. You know I love you.
Yeah.
That's what it be.
We got to romantically.
Can you boys to men love me?
We got to make it cool to be vulnerable. Can you keep sweat
beg for me?
We got to make it cool to be vulnerable again.
Nah, it's not happening with these people.
We got to show it's cool to be in love. It's cool to be in a relationship and show that you're in a relationship and tell people like, no, I'm good. We good over here. Or at least at the very least, because everybody don't have the same type of monogamous at the same time, tell other people to respect your relationship. Like, I respect my relationship. Don't be trying to come at us sideways. If we want to engage with you, we would do said thing. Or if we're not into that, don't hit us up. No. Protect your relationship. I feel like that would help a lot.
Yes.
Just protect your relationship. And I miss R&B. I really miss that type of R&B.
Me too. That's probably why it's all ever listen to.
Yeah, because you, it does something.
Don't get in the car with
you.
Me. Don't visit me because you're going to get all this 80s, 90s, to early 2000s R&B. That's what you're getting.
Kanye, you sipping that Kool-Aid? You excited? Tomorrow's the big day. So Kanye had a listener party in Vegas, and as we record this, to give you guys a time frame, he's having one in Atlanta, and it's being live streamed on Apple Music. I got Sarah upstairs watching it now. For Donda, an album that's supposed to drop tomorrow. I say supposed to because he's never been on time. He hasn't been on time in a while. I'm not sipping the Kanye Kool-Aid. If it drop, it drop. But I've been fooled by this man way too many times.
Way too many to times. Think that y'all let me know.
The
how
same
go.
Way we talked about that R&B music. I miss when Kanye was making music where I was just like, oh, he on another level. He doing some different things. Now I just like, he is on another level. He is doing some different things. It's just that I don't want to be on none of those levels with him and be doing
all
any of those
things.
No, we are so good on that. Before we leave music completely, did you see that there was a trending topic that Young M.A. was pregnant?
I did.
That should have me rolling because everybody just jumped to the conclusion that she had like hetero sex to get pregnant. And I guess she said that she wanted to have kids one day, so people ran with it. And my little advanced brain was just like, oh, but she could have got like, you know, a donor. She could get somebody. She could get, you know, somebody to carry an egg for her. Like,
she wanted to be pregnant. She said she wanted to have a kid.
My brain did not jump to like, oh, she had to have sex to have a baby. Who did this and who did that?
Not in the world we live in.
Yeah.
It's many ways to have babies out here. You know, speaking of people having babies, you know how every year they drop the new emojis?
I know what you're doing. Because I saw the new emojis and I think you're about to bring up the emojis. And I'm like, who's using this one? Go ahead.
Whose bright idea was to have a pregnant man emoji?
It makes no sense. I'm like, who is going to use this emoji? They got all the races. And I'm like, who was that emoji for?
Who is it for? Make it make sense. I'm not picking up what you're putting down.
So my head had to go, okay, trans man. But then I thought to myself, okay, but is there a halfway between? Because from my mindset, my understanding is if you're trans, you have removed the parts you were born with and went over. So is it still trans if the woman presents as a man?
The only person who can have a baby is a woman. That is it. That is all. Biologically, that is it. Stop trying to make fetch happen. That is it.
I'm just saying, like, so I didn't understand it. I saw it and I just like,
I wanted to comment so bad, but I ain't feel like having to deal with people commenting under my comment because I was going to curse people out. Because you know it was on the shade room, that was going to be a thing.
Because I would legit, like, who was this one for? Like, who, all right. But, yo,
I know how to pick and choose my battle. That was not a battle I wanted to attend. But y'all guys, there is only one women, uterus, women, only women. Those are the only people who can have a baby. Women. That's it.
You know what? Not to get too deep into this situation, this topic, I thought to myself that I don't, you know, people, some people just like don't like labels. I understand labels and why they're used. As far as, maybe when we're gone off this earth, there'll be a time where they won't even use the word trans. But I think the word trans is needed because a trans woman in this situation went through different things than you went through, right? For instance, like, well, right now this person is presenting as woman, but for a lot of women, they can relate to like, yo, when I went through puberty, these things happened. You know, my body changed, blah, blah. But then, you know, creepy old man started talking to me. The trans woman didn't go through that. Right. And you wouldn't be able to relate to, because trans women would be like, yo, when I was 13, I wanted to wear a dress and then my mom. But the trans woman could talk to another trans woman and be like,
right,
we share similar situations.
Yeah.
So it's like, I don't know why we disavow that. Like we want to get rid of that. But I'm like, some things we won't be able to relate to. I won't be able to relate to a trans man because like we went through different things as biologically and as much as we want to, we haven't got to the point where you can fully go the other way as far, because we have, that's why we have the word trans, because if I wanted to become a woman, I still have a prostate. So I still would have colon cancer. I wouldn't get broke. In the same way, if a woman...
You wouldn't get pregnant.
Yeah, I wouldn't get pregnant. A woman would be... She still would have to... I don't know... Just my ignorance, because I never want to speak like I know things. Like, I know everything.
Stay so far away from these topics.
Because wouldn't a trans man still have to go to an OBGYN? Because you still have ovaries. Can you remove your ovaries? But you wouldn't have testicles. Like, you wouldn't have that. These are questions. Listen, as long as we ask questions with curiosity and not ignorance.
Yeah.
Like,
you
can't be going to that doctor. Like, I don't
also,
do that.
Also, but you, in that same breath, so you can ask questions in the most innocent way, really just trying to ask. And people still find a way to get offended. And I'm not just meaning... the LGBTQ community. I'm just like people in general, right? Yeah. Like you can really be asking for knowledge purposes. Like, okay, can you explain this to me? Could you go a little bit deeper? And people will still find a way to make that complicated or still make it, you know, make it get offended about what you're asking. That's why I'm like, these particular conversations, like I'm gonna go hard on the fact that the only person who can have a kid is a woman, because that's the truth. But like trans conversations, I try to stay a little bit away from them because I don't ever want to offend anybody. And I feel like it just, if I have a gay or trans or someone in that community, like that's a real life friend of mine, then I'll have a discussion. But like open conversation with people I don't really know, I'm not even going to hop into that.
No. Yeah.
Same thing for like low key, sometimes race. Yeah. Race topics. I'd be like, I don't want to deal. And I know we got to deal with this, but I don't want to deal.
Yeah,
I enjoy my day.
Mm-hmm. I do the same thing. Like, nah, this is not the place or time to be having this conversation. You aren't the people I want to have this conversation with.
Listen, I remember going out to, we went to a brunch one time, me and my girl, and we were sitting next to this couple, and somehow, I don't know, we was overhearing each other's conversations, and we end up just having like a big conversation amongst the four of us. And I wish I could remember, but they had a question and a guy was like, oh, is that offensive? Because I wish I knew what the question was. And I was like, no, I'm not offended. And we just, you know, like we continued talking about whatever it was, but I didn't feel, and I didn't know this man at all, you know, just from sitting here next to brunch. But I was like, I felt like we was able to have this conversation. Then after everything was said, he was like, we finna go to the bar. Y'all want to go to the bar with us? We like, bet. Like it turned into an afternoon, but like it was dope because his girl was from Germany, I think. And so us being, you know, Americans, me and my girl, we was asking her questions. You know, we never been there. We never visited. We don't know much about. So he was just like talking to her about stuff. Like, I hope we're not all getting, you know, being ignorant amongst each other. But all of us was very receptive to what we were talking about and end up having a great time for the rest of the day.
I think a lot of it comes with our assumption that everybody knows everything. If we assume that you don't know something, then you asking a question is innocent. But if you assume like, why you should know this. You don't know this, blah, blah, blah. Then you're going to have that attitude. And I'm like, bro, everybody don't know everything. There's a one, especially what one, that's true. Two, you didn't know everything. You had to learn some things.
You had to learn it too.
Before we get to the encore, this popped out of nowhere, but Jordan Peele's new movie, Nope, is dropping in theaters Friday. I mean, I'm a goofy. 7/22/22, which is next year. It's called Nope. It stars Daniel Kaluuya.
Is this another creepy, dark?
It's a cloud in the sky, and people are making like, is it acid rain? Keke Palmer and Steven Yeun, who played Glenn on The Walking Dead.
I was going to say, why do I know this name?
Yes. Yo,
is Glenn. Okay. Yes.
So it just says a new terror from the mind of the Academy Award winner. It's just dropped the poster, Jordan Peele, and it's just a cloud. And like,
Kiki gonna fuck it up in a good way.
Yeah.
Listen, Kiki be out here.
She do.
She be in her little acting bag.
Let's get to the encore, which continues to be week in and week out some of the best reality television. I'm so upset that our girl Nivea
left. All my feelings. I was like, no, not my, y'all know y'all fucking up. Okay, let's talk about it. No, real talk. Because Nivea was always the laugh it off person. Like, y'all tripping.
Yeah, she
y'all,
was also was always the funny glue. To her. The glue and is like trying to keep everybody together. Like, no, because she's so the only one who wasn't in the group.
You know, y'all got on her goddamn nerve if she had to leave.
Yeah, but she didn't take. She took Aubrey leaving kind of hard. It's because she was like, this is what happens in groups. Y'all just leave and this is a thing. So before we get to there, let's talk about how Felicia fired Cosign. And I still think Cosign still didn't listen. Well, that because I think Felicia that overstepped her boundaries, but went a little too far with like, yo, get the fire, you fire. I understand when she's like, if you do leave, that's cool. I can handle it. But when she came down and said, yo, get out, he should have said, let's talk about this. Let's work. We can handle this. Instead, he still was the sweetheart, check your girl type shit. And the flowers he tried to send, like he didn't the car, like they didn't want to care about the car, but the car was something like, yo, can I apologize? Like just apologize. Just like I would have came to the house. I would have been like, yo, let me talk to Felicia one-on-one. We can work some things out. I wonder go ahead.
My problem with the second day or the continuation or whatever the case may be. When Misha was in the studio singing her part and the twins came back down there to yet again start another thing, moment had passed. It was over.
Yep.
Okay. You went upstairs. You did what you did best, was tell your sister. Now you finna hype her that up to come back down here. Here come puppy dog Keely following behind y'all. Okay. Now, I do agree that he should not have been talking to her in a manner or speaking that, because I can't stand that sweetheart bullshit, baby girl, all that other stuff. Like, don't talk to me like this. Condescending. We're not going to do that. Okay. However, the second time around, the twins was actually getting on my goddamn nerves. Because one, who are you to fire this man? You didn't hire this man.
Yes.
Number one, who gives you the balls? And then two, you wouldn't even let the man fucking speak. He was probably going to apologize, but he couldn't get a word in because you so high and mighty right now.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Maybe you should have calmed the fuck down and then came back tomorrow and tried that. Like, the whole scenario was getting on my nerves. Then for them to attack Misha for not blindly siding with them.
Yeah, Misha, like, I don't have all the facts yet, so I gotta chill.
Why would I blindly, first of all, in Misha's seconds, I don't even like y'all to begin with.
Yeah.
So Peter, why would I blindly side with you and not know the story behind what's going on simply because we're women? That don't mean that she can't be wrong.
Yeah, and that's what really
and that don't mean he can't be wrong. I don't know the information, so I'm not picking a freaking side.
Yeah, that's what really divided the house, because Keely and the twins were on one side. Pam was another one, which is like, she came at Keely like, yo, you're getting under my skin with this whole, we need to be with y'all on this. Because, like,
that's
I don't know anything.
That's my other thing. Pam was in a room originally when the argument was kicking off. Shamari, I think, was in a room when the conversation really kicked off. And neither of them had anything to say in defense of Cosine or the twins.
Yeah.
Somebody in this situation is wrong. And I know editing's going to play some stuff, play some parking lot, a little stuff jumping around and stuff like that. But like, he was wrong for the tone that, in which he had spoke. But I also think she was wrong at the way she came at the man, too. Like, both parties was wrong.
Yep, you're right.
I agree. instead of both of you guys humbling yourself and having an adult conversation, and what I feel like that shit is a trigger. I feel like she has gotten, it's weird, because either you've had bad experience with men producers often, or you assume that your experiences have been bad with men. And so therefore you blame these situations.
But
with remember, men.
Felicia, but you could tell you're onto something, because when they had to do their let go of some of the past, Felicia brought a CD. Because she's like, labels control you. And I'm pretty sure there was probably men who was in charge. So there probably was, you know.
I'm like, she was triggered. And maybe that wasn't necessarily his case. And I had to look, I'm like, when he was playing the song and he was like, oh, that's the wrong version. I don't think he meant, and now that I'm looking at it and thinking about it, I don't think he meant like, nah, that's what I'm going to be going with. Like, he didn't know, like, oh no, yeah. I had worked on a new version. This is the version we're talking about. It's like, don't cut my song off. You was already offended. You was already on the defensive.
Yeah, you was ready. I think before we leave that whole situation.
And because he didn't want to look bitched on TV, he came back at you, which he probably shouldn't have did at this woman. But I just feel like communication got lost somewhere.
Yeah. What did you think about Irish and Misha venting to Cosine and then halfway talking about foundation and finishing power?
I cackled. Do you understand? I was like, she was like, because the color you got, I was like, it is doing so much. She was like, contour and underneath your chin. I was like, definitely underneath the chin, sis. Let's go. But so I liked it.
They have to re-record Aubrey parts, and Misha and Irish both want more parts, and they talk about this, but here's my issue with Misha and Irish.
Y'all can't sing.
Comma, y'all smoke cigarettes.
That too.
I was like, wait, y'all smoke cigarettes? You know, like what it does to your voice, and y'all up here. Okay. We already talked about Cosine sending the flowers. Some women are ready to forgive
them. But also, the one thing one of the twins said was like, are you worried about having more parts, or are you worried about who's going to sound best in one part?
Yeah,
now, that was a good point. That was a good point, because I feel like but that's my problem with all of them is what, who was it? What Irish problem was, you have a problem with me, and yet you joke and kiki in the basement of wherever else with somebody else, but not come to me with the problem. You feel as if I might not be the strongest singer, then maybe that should have been, and you ain't have to be in front of everybody, but you could have said, hey, is it about that you don't have enough parts? Or are we thinking as a group and thinking that this particular part may be better with a stronger voice? And they have to have, the problem is you have to have them serious, hard conversations in what you're trying to do. Everybody trying to tiptoe and then gossip behind each other's back. I want to tiptoe around your feelings, but then I want to have a whole house cackling about you afterwards. Yeah.
My thoughts was, if Felicia and Fallon feel that Misha and Irish aren't strong singers, I think off the top of my head, they have about 5 or 6 songs and they need 8. Can y'all not write them just a song where, like, you two are going to be on this song and it's going to placate to your skills? We're going to make sure, or even if it's an interlude or whatever, and then, like, that way, these are your songs. So you can't argue with us for percentage-wise. You have a whole song to you. You and your sister have a song together. You want to talk about sisterly love? You want to do a dedication to the sister you lost? Let's go. And it's going to, you guys going to work on that. So Misha, because she's the queen, said, let's let go of negative energy, something from the past. Keely, burn some chick.
You know what? That idea, I'm so mad. That sisterly song would have been so great. Hear me out. Uh-huh. If it was actually a twins and sister song. If it was Misha and Irish and the twins did that song together.
Yeah, I think the twins should sing the hook. Misha and Irish should get verses and the twins can sing the hook. Let's go.
Something of that nature. And they can go back and forth on the bridge. It could be like a conversational piece or something or whatever. Just our whatever. Because I just remember when Irish was having a moment about losing her twin sister, Misha losing her sister, and them being like, I don't know what I would do if I lost my sisters. That's a song.
Yep.
Oh, man.
So Keely wasted some chicken. She said she didn't throw
the
chicken.
You couldn't take the chicken out the box first. We just needed you to burn the box, not the chicken.
Yeah, when the chicken showed up, I thought like she was talking about she had an eating problem. But it was the incident with Notori. She said she didn't throw chicken. She had chicken in her hand, and Notori called her mom a bitch. And Fallon had a letter, which Felicia read because it went into forgiving their father for them going broke. Pam used to be a liar, so she had a piece of paper to say lies on it. Irish has a fear of the studio, but I forgot what she burnt. Misha can't dance, so she had leg warmers. Felicia, we talk about the CD. Yo, Shamari with this VHS. Is there
Why
a backup?
Why would you burn that? Listen, do you have this on a flash drive or something? I need this.
Yeah, I like you could put it out now, though. VHS never came out. It was background footage of the Blackout album they did together. And then Nivea had a rose that she wore to her mom's funeral, and she wanted to burn it up to let her know, like, my mom's not here and I come back. That was emotional. And afterwards, she sat there for a while by herself. And Pam and Irish, I think, joined her.
Yeah.
And she was just like, I just need to be by myself. So then we get this dance rehearsal part, and we had Irish and Misha and Shamari and Keely leading it. And listen, Keely might not be a great teacher. That's cool. But holding the mic up to your mouth is so important. And for her to keep calling it out, don't get mad at her. And be like, yo, mic hand mic. And Irish like, I'm like, you are dropping it. Don't drop it.
At the end of the day, though, like, y'all all talking about how we all supposed to come together and work on this. If you're struggling in dance, and whether you like Keely or not, she knows how to dance. She remember the choreography. She knew what she was doing. She knows how to dance. Why not take the help? She's offering it to you. It's not like she's taking your place on stage.
It's too much ego, too, because I think Irish and Misha was, I forget who they were talking, but like, I sold more records than them and blah, blah.
Cherish.
Yeah, the chair. She was talking about it. So even after the dance rehearsal, which I didn't, I liked that they were.
And then truth be told, Mila of 702 is the reason why y'all sold these records, because she was Ziv voice.
Yes. So after this dance part, Keely went downstairs and was telling them like, yo, they're struggling dancing, blah, blah. I love how the house is not big enough, and Irish Misha like, yo, we can hear y'all. Y'all want to shut the door and all this and blah, blah. And it's like, no, you're the weakest.
Keely do that all the time, though. She talk hella shit, and then when she confronted about it, she'd be quiet. Like, duh.
I didn't say, because
she did that same stuff with Aubrey.
Yeah. And when did Weakest Link become an insult? I can understand why you get us up, but I understand what a Weakest Link is. Meaning, if all of us are tens, we don't have a weak link. We are all strong. And they got so offended by that comment.
We are only as good as our weakest link.
Yes.
So meaning, ma'am, you stick out like a sore thumb, which is going to make all of us look bad. We need you to look better.
But you see the twins and Keely are just all a team now. They're in the confessional together.
Nivea, getting on my nerves.
Yeah, Nivea's not here for the drama. Twins act as if, oh yeah, dude, that's what. So when Irish and Misha go downstairs and start confronting Keely, the twins act like they didn't just pull this move. I said, you guys did this a couple of times, have gone downstairs and be like, don't talk about it.
Listen, all the time, every episode.
We got blood pressure talk, we got wig talk.
Yeah. It was so catty, and Nivea was like, I'm fucking out.
Nivea's out, yeah. The twins.
So I believe that they're not gonna have a final show.
It don't look like it. And then when Nivea left, I said, "Oh, maybe this is why y'all done put talking." That was her song. She snapped on that song. And the twins tried to talk to Nivea. She snaps on Keely, flees the scene, and that was it. I was like, "What, yo?" I watched this almost like low key. I was like, "Nivea left? No."
No, I did. I watched it earlier while I was working. I was like, y'all know y'all fucked up. You made Nivea leave. God damn it.
And then next week, Keely, we need a fifth. I was like, golly. So who else left?
This Aubrey and Keely.
No, so they had eight. So shouldn't it be down to six? But why are they down to five?
I think maybe one of them songs, you know how everybody wasn't on the song. So I think maybe if it was like a four part, like five people on one song, and then Nivea left, they probably be like, we need the fifth person.
This is Keely's grand plan. She's like, yo, I didn't want to be in the group. I'm just here to direct, and now you need me.
Ha 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 ha.
Yo, if y'all not watching.
If y'all listen, people probably just like, we'll watch, but y'all reviews.
Yo, awkward.
Y'all
so wilding
if y'all not watching. Just like, I want to know how many more episodes we got.
I know, just binge it real quick. I want to know too. I'm like, where does this end? Because they kept saying like, yo, next week is the last week. That BT, the ladies were saying that, like, we only have 1 week left. So I was like, wait, okay, what is this over? All right. Let me see if IMDb, they have a Wikipedia. How many episodes? They say a number of episodes is 7.
What's that, the next one? What episode are we on?
Oh, wait, no. It says 8. Because we just, yeah, 8. So 8, next episode is Misdirection.
What number is that?
That's episode 8. Misdirection. A Miss hyphen Direction. Last episode was called Cherish.
Okay.
All right. So maybe they're only going to do 8. Damn, this has been a quick 8.
Man.
It felt like it went by so quick. But it makes sense because they both started the same time as Loki, and Loki has 6, and they're obviously will be on their 7th episode. Still waiting on P-Valley to come back.
Man.
What If don't start to August 11th. Yeah, The Boys. I'm waiting for our shows to come back. All right. That is the episode, guys. I hope you enjoyed it. You can tweet me at One and Only. You can tweet Shell.
At Sexy Shell. You can follow me on Instagram. You can follow me on the Snappity Chat at iMiz with the Z Shell.
Make sure you follow the website 1515F. Check out the podcast. Rate, review, subscribe. Support on Patreon, ladies and gentlemen. Until next time, I say peace. She says
bye.